Part 2. The Free Spirit. Much of Part 2 of Beyond Good and Evil, The Free Spirit, is taken up with describing what new philosophers will be like now that the old dogmatisms have been exposed as fictions. Those new spirits who can accept both the fictional nature of all accounts of the truth and the biological facts of life about man as an animal driven by conflicting impulses will need to be strong and secretive, because what they have to say will be taken as dangerous foolishness. They will thus need to mask themselves and be prepared to live in a certain isolation in order to take on the work of conquering traditional morality, especially the morality of pity and disinterestedness and the belief in immediate certainties. They will have to live in the full knowledge that life is based on appearance and deception, and that the only reality we have is the world of our desire and passions. But this knowledge will not turn them into cynics. It will emancipate them, making them truly free, creative spirits, able to generate new insights. Nietzsche here also offers as his hypothesis the possibility that we might be able to trace this world of desires and passions back to a single will, what he calls the will to power, and that this will to power might well form a useful explanatory principle. It's worth noting how firmly Nietzsche's assumptions about human beings are rooted in biology and the biological facts about human instincts, rather than in any assumptions about human free will or spiritual essence or rationality. The strongest and most independent human beings, according to Nietzsche, are those who can act on their will to power. They will not subscribe to anyone else's system of thought. Instead, they will constantly experiment, creating their own truths, without any desire to impose these on other people. And thus they will be uniquely free individuals. Nietzsche is careful to distinguish his vision of these free spirits from the contemporary notion of free thinkers, those who are wedded to the spread of democratic or socialist or anarchist ideals. His philosophers of the future will move into an uncharted world beyond concerns for good and evil. Unlike those the world calls free thinkers, they will not be the champions of modern political and social ideas.